All right, thanks a lot, Beetle. Joined now by Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. And, Coach, big win last week against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Hard-fought win. You got another hard-fighting team coming in from the AFC North, the Ravens, today. Got a lot of history with them. And before we get to the game, you got some injuries. Myers is out along with Duggar. Fair to say?
I don't think they're going to be able to make it today.
Yeah, with Myers, I mean, you got receivers. You got tight ends. You got other ways you can make it up. A guy like Duggar goes down. You got Jabril Peppers. You have that big signing in the offseason. How big of an opportunity is that guy for him and the trade you made to get Wilson in here, a linebacker?
Well, we'll certainly need all we can get on defense, to handle Jackson and that crew. But, Peppers did a nice job for us last week when Kyle went out around halftime and, made some good tackles, made some good plays for us. So he's had a good week. I'm sure he'll be ready to go.
One thing you notice, Lamar, and I've seen a couple games on him, it seems like what he's eliminated is when you get down to the 30, the 25-yard red area, pushing that, he's eliminated those sort of throw-up passes down into the end zone. It seems like he's playing with a high percentage throwing the ball.
Well, he's got a very highest completion average per pass in the league. Now, there's come some big plays came off of that. But, sure, with his experience, he's continued to improving his decision making and the variety of plays that they run, and just to keep the defense off balance. But he's very dangerous with the ball in his hands. Can throw it long, can throw it short. Does an excellent job on loose extended plays. So we're gonna have to really play good team defense to handle him. There's no one guy that can stop it.
Yeah. And bottom line, it's still sort of the same offense they run. Heavy tight end predominated offense. No longer is Hollywood Brown there. You got Devon A. Bateman, but they're still the same type of slashing receivers that could catch and go, right?
Absolutely, they're very explosive receivers, and their power running game with a lot of perimeter runs from Jackson and RPOs to get the ball outside. So you have to defend the whole field against these guys.
Do they do a good job setting strength with Andrews? Meaning, when you look at it from a defensive perspective, oh, heavy's over here, heavy's over here, or heavy's to the right. Do they try to hide him sometimes?
Well, Andrews is primarily a passing player for him, so really it's the tight ends and the fullback that end up being the running strength of the formation, and then. Andrews factors into that a little bit, but he's primarily a receiver, a big receiver, a good receiver, with some role in the running game, but not nearly as much as some other players on the team.
That's some experience in their secondary. Humphrey, Peters, Williams. It's about an experienced group that you guys have played to date. Fair to say?
Yes, absolutely. They're very experienced, and then they played their rookie Hamilton, the kid from Notre Dame, first round draft choice. He plays in some of their three safety packages as well, so they have good experience, good depth back there.
From a coaching point, not that I have to tell you this, but I'm sure you go over this. If the Ravens are threatening, say, just over the 50, a kick is still in play, right, with the kicker they have in Justin Tucker?
Well, I think Tucker shortens the field by 5 to 10 yards over most every team in the league. So the Ravens are always in very, very close to field goal range wherever they have the ball. They're about one first down or one pass play away or one big run away from being in field goal range with Tucker. So, yeah, certainly anything inside the 40 is in his range, and he's not only has a very strong leg, but he's very accurate. So, he's a problem.
Good guy, Stout, as far as a directional kicker, right? A punter.
Yeah, so Stout is only punted in 2 games in the regular season as a rookie, big leg, very talented guy, and we'll see how he does today.
All right, good luck against the Ravens today, Coach. Go get him.
All right, thanks, though. Appreciate it.
All right, it's it from the coach's office. Throw it up to Splitsville and Beetle.